present Hal Bennett, Alison Steadman, Rosemary Leach, Carol Heyman, and John Glover in Simon's Bug by Richard Quick. A recording of telephone calls on 01-485-2410. Subscriber's name, Simon Webb of 24 Tufnell Park Terrace, London N7. Week 1.
Thursday, 6th of March, 8:21 p.m.
Hello?
Simon, it's Michael.
Yes?
Had a result.
Sorry?
You're a obscene caller.
Nothing. Nothing yet.
Any problems with the monitor?
No, that's fine. Yes. Yes, Joanna's very well.
Joanna's there.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mustn't worry, Joanna.
Exactly.
Let me know when you get something on the tape.
Will do.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Friday, 11:49 p.m.
Hello. I'm afraid there's no one here to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message for Simon Webb or Toy Joys Limited, please wait for the signal, speak as clearly as possible, and do remember to leave your name and number. Thank you.
Oh, bug off.
12:14 p.m.
Hello, Computron International.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Michael Webb, please.
Who's calling?
Joanna Webb.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Webb. Your husband's on the other line at present.
I'll hold, thank you. Actually, he's not my husband. He's my brother-in-law.
Holding.
Oh, not again.
Putting you through.
Thank you. I suppose there's no chance of your changing that background tape. You've been
using it. Sorry, Joanna.
Michael, I was just asking about the background tape.
Oh, yeah, it does help, doesn't it?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Michael, Simon.
Yes?
I'm worried.
Really?
He seems beside himself.
No, definitely not. The pressure at work, maybe.
Michael, last night he said he wanted to have a think and went down to the basement. I ask you, the basement, there's no heating.
Well, if he said he wanted to have a think...
I could hear him whining and jumping up and down.
Whining?
Cramp.
Joanna, should we talk about this on the phone?
Why ever not?
Sorry, Joanna. Yeah, okay. Look, I must rush.
Michael, I'm worried.
Bye.
Yes, goodbye.
2:26 p.m.
Hello, 485-2410.
Mrs. Webb?
Yes, speaking.
It's Danny here, Cool Jewels Limited. Your cufflinks are ready.
Excellent.
The engraving's rather good. We're talking gift-wrapped, I suppose.
Lovely.
I'll drop them off. 24 Tufnell Park Terrace.
That's splendid. Thank you, Danny.
7:23 p.m.
Hi.
Wanda? It's Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Dad's still trying to sell crap toys and Mum's got a yoga class. You want to come round?
It's Friday. I'm squat cook.
Oh, right. Right. Curry.
Curry.
Yeah. I dropped by, but you weren't there.
Oh, and we'd run out of curry.
Right. I bumped into Swastika Joe and Big Gut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they said the new squat's okay.
Oh, it's great. I mean, squat's great. Big Gut's taking all the doors off. And Swastika's there has sold Home Sweet Home on the draining board.
Sounds good.
Listen, sweet you call.
Hey, someone told Dad's answer fast to bog off.
Well, they would. I mean, that message, I mean, it's like constipated.
Right.
That guy's solid.
Sure. I thought I might drop by.
Yeah? Jason's here. He's holding a Keep Up with Kierkegaard session.
Right. Some other time then, Wanda.
Sure.
Bye then.
Ciao now.
11:56 p.m.
Hello? Sally? Sorry, love. Is Michael there?
He's very much here. Your brother.
Simon, what time?
I wouldn't have phoned, but I've only just got back.
Sorry, darling. Don't be.
Michael? Michael?
Yes?
Yes.
I know it's late, Michael, but it's important.
You've, something on the tape.
No, Curtis Pine. He's with your company. From Putron. Drives a Porsche. Takes yoga classes.
The one with the hair. In marketing.
That's him. Does he wear cufflinks?
What?
Cufflinks.
Don't move. Just don't move.
Cufflinks?
It's important.
Simon, have you been celebrating anything?
Don't move.
Look, check on Monday, could you?
No. Move.
Sure. I will.
Thanks, Michael.
Saturday, 11:23 a.m.
Hello?
Fern? You've got to come round tomorrow. Dad's cancelled his golf and we're barbecuing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dad's got a new one with three spits and he's really keen on barbecuing three things at once. And Mum says we'll all have to wrap up well and pray. It's the best.
Yeah?
Can you come?
Oh, I can't, Tanya. Gran's coming down from Ludlow for Mother's Day and Mum wants to make a big fuss.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Dad says that's why he's barbecuing.
I'm sorry, Tanya.
Wow. Do you think Georgina could come?
Georgina?
Hey, her mother died, didn't she?
Yeah, last term.
Great! I'll phone Georgina. Bye, Fern.
Bye.
3:42 p.m.
Hello, Walmsley Floral Tributes.
Mr. Walmsley, Sam, it's Joanna Webb.
Oh.
You may remember me from a wedding bouquet you were kind enough to provide some while back. Would a small spray of flowers...
Flowers? What, today?
Well, Sam, everyone's sold out. I've walked miles. I'd be so grateful.
Okay, lady, we'll put something together.
I suppose roses...
It'll be our spring selection, if someone could drop in before five.
Yes. Hold on. Simon, forget the gatto. Sam Walmsley's. Of course you do. The shop in Croydon. That'll be fine.
They'll be ready.
Thank you, Mr. Walmsley.
Sunday, 8:17 a.m.
Hi, it's Simon Webb here. Want to leave a message for the Webb family or Toy Joys? We'll be itching to hear it. Just lay it down after the bleep. Ciao now.
Joanna, dear? It's Mother. I'm not sure I understand. Joanna? We're leaving now. Ronald thought it wise to make an early start. So we should be there, 12, dear. Not one, 12. We'll be early, dear. Was I all right?
2:31 p.m.
Hello? Joanna, it must be your... If she's not here by...
2:36 p.m.
Hello? Mother? Hello, Mother?
Joanna?
Mother, where are you?
Oh, the shooting peg's just not behaving, dear. It's all these hills. Hills everywhere, Joanna. We decided to come the pretty way.
And where are you now?
Well, I've no idea. We can't see a thing through the rain.
How's the car?
Oh, Ronald's giving it a little rest, dear. I'm not really sure you should have invited us. It must be an omen.
An omen? Mother, is the engine...
Oh, you never notice these things, Joanne. I mean, surely you remember the wedding.
Wedding?
Your wedding. The vicar had
I've just reached that bit about the having to hold in your bouquet fell to pieces. I mean, that's what I mean by an omen.
Just give me your number. I'll phone you
Joanna,
back.
Joanna, look, I popped a few plants into the shooting break. Ronald's past coping with the garden, and I simply won't. It's just a few plants.
3:44 p.m.
Hi, Tanya.
Fern.
It must be awful, Tanya. I mean, it must be awful with the storm and you wanting to have a barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tanya. Did Georgina come?
No. Her father was giving her a day out. She said it was to take her mind off her mother being dead.
Yeah? Wow, it must be awful with the barbecue being rained off and Georgina not being there.
Yeah.
And me not being there. Gran's broken down, so Dad got her some great takeaways.
Great.
And Mum said it won't be long before she has to chuck the roast out and let them go hungry. It's the best.
Nice, Fern.
Bye, Tanya.
8:48 p.m.
Hi.
Wanda?
Hi, Kit. Yeah, well, how's the big day?
Pathetic. The Grands arrived 7 hours late with an old estate car full of garden. Ronald's still unloading shrubbery. Their crocs are gone, or they'll have to go back by train.
Right. Jason's having a get-to-know Neat tonight. Do you want to come round?
Well, things are pretty jittery here, Wanda.
Okay.
Dad drove like hell to Croydon yesterday just to pick up a bunch of poxy flowers for Kate. Kate walked in, said Mother ought to change the flowers more often and put them straight down the waste disposal.
Oh, I've always wanted a waste disposal.
Dad's sulking in the basement. He's put a lock on it.
Yeah?
The Grands bought him down a goose.
Like a goose?
A life-size plaster goose. Ronald makes them for a garden centre.
Mm.
He says they look really realistic if you stand them by a pond. A pond? We haven't even had a garden since Dad built the garage.
Right.
Ronald keeps going on about how deprived we must feel without a proper garden.
Yeah, I mean, space. Everyone needs space, Kit.
Right.
Yeah.
Space. There's not even much space indoors now with the shrubbery everywhere.
Yeah?
Wait, Dad's changed the message on his answer fast.
You talked him into it.
I never mentioned it. He's flipping, Wanda. He said he wanted a more relaxed image. I told him it sounded crap.
Yeah?
He started to twitch.
Solid.
Sure.
Look, I'll have to check the curry.
Right. Wanda...
Ciao now.
Monday, 10:12 a.m.
Mr. Webb's house.
Is that the machine?
It's Mrs. Webb's daily. I'm here every other day.
All right. Webb there.
Mr. Webb works.
Oh, yeah. Tell him it's Wonderland Magic in Stevenage.
Oh, fancy.
Apprentice, you can tell Webb if you don't open the box, me little darling. You gaze lovingly through the cellophane. Tell him if he doesn't get his arse up here sharpish, he and Toy Joyce can peddle their trash in hell for all.
6:57 p.m.
Sally, sorry I interrupted you the other evening.
You didn't?
No.
Michael's right here.
Simon?
Hello, Michael. Any luck?
Maybe. I checked out Curtis. Curtis Pine wears cufflinks. You want me to link it to the Guardian?
What sort are they?
Come off it, Simon.
Michael, are they engraved?
Yeah, they look as though they might be engraved.
I see.
Simon, you're leaving me behind. First you've got a phantom caller.
He's no phantom.
Well, he's not phoned lately.
No.
And the cufflinks?
It's an idea I'm following up.
Okay. Listen, you've got some pretty expensive bugging gear in that basement. If you don't get something soon, we could do with the equipment back, yeah?
Yeah.
Bye then.
Tuesday, 12:07 p.m.
Hello, 4852410.
How are you, Joanna?
Curtis, hello, I'm fine.
Good.
Seems ages.
Yes. You'll
have some time after the yoga class on Friday?
Of course.
I know it can work, Joanna. I'm sure of it.
If you're sure, I'm sure.
Till Friday, then.
Till Friday.
7:21 p.m.
The Webb residence?
Kit, it's Wanda. We've been busted.
Busted?
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, it's gruesome, Kit. Oh. I mean, the four police barged in, complete with sniffer. Oh. They've wrecked the place. Big Gut hid in the old water tank and the dog was all over everything.
Right.
And it banged its head and went a bit funny.
Did it get Swastika?
Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't have any stuff on him, but they found it in the first aid box. Kept shoving things into little plastic bags.
Yeah?
Yeah. They've taken the curry powder for analysis.
All of it?
All of it. And then they couldn't find the dog. And Swastika Joe said they'd better report it missing to the police.
Good for Swastika.
Yeah, they took him straight out to the van. Oh, and Big Gut gave himself up. The dog had found him in the old water tank and wouldn't stop licking him.
Yeah?
The sergeant said at least Big Gut was coming clean, and they all pissed themselves. It was gruesome.
Well, yeah.
I was going to case the station and check out what's happening.
Right. Well, I hope it comes good, Wanda.
Shana.
Wednesday, 9:36 a.m.
Hello? One moment. Of course you can wait. You simply wait. There is no alternative. Hello, Dorothy Griswold.
Dorothy?
Joanna, how are you?
Fine, I'm fine. Dorothy, I was just wondering...
And how's Fern?
Fern? Oh, she's fine too.
Splendid. Tanya's so delighted she'll be coming to the concert with us.
Concert?
Yes. Such a pity London was fully booked, but we managed to find seats in Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yes.
Dorothy, what are you talking about?
The Miles Ton concert. Hasn't Fern told you?
Well, Dorothy, nobody's told me.
No? How shocking. Never mind. It's been no trouble at all, Joanna. Miles Ton, he's so... Well, I'll be driving them up, and we're staying at the...
Staying? Oh, Dorothy, you really should have
Don't
asked...
Don't worry about a thing. It's my little treat. After all, you're doing the Neighbourhood Watch meeting tomorrow.
Heavens, so I am.
I must say, I don't envy you the catering.
Catering? I'm only throwing some nibbles around.
Nibbles, she calls them.
Yes, I do. Dorothy, I was just wondering...
I must be quick, Joanna. Frank's got the Rover. The Peugeot's being serviced, and there's a cab at the door for Selfridges. Ghastly, isn't it?
Yes. Dorothy, could we borrow your sink plunger?
I'll have it sent round. Bye!
Goodbye, Dorothy.
3:52 p.m.
Mr. Webb's house. Good morning. Who's that there? It's Mrs. Webb's Daily here.
Thursday, 11:41 a.m.
Hello, 4852410.
Joanna, it's Simon. I finally got an estimate on your father's car. Imagine them leaving us with that scrap heap on the doorstep.
Yes.
It's 840-odd quid.
Eight? Oh, Simon.
You have to get Ronald to write the check. I'm lumbered with driving it back already.
Of course. Simon, you'll be in good time for the Neighbourhood Watch meeting.
Hell. Yes, yes, I'll have to be.
Perhaps we ought to lay on a little something.
Yes, well, don't go mad.
No. I thought perhaps a vegetarian quiche.
Yeah, I said don't go mad.
No, no, just a little something. I've done a clean and required card for the newsagent's window. Whatever possessed Mrs. Henry to walk out? She just swept past me yesterday, saying that filth on the kitchen floor was one thing, but filth on the phone was something else.
Yes. Well, there's something odd about some people.
Yes. Simon, have I got it right? The Griswolds are coming, two policemen. Oh, a firm called today touting burglar alarms, thief relief. I thought you might see them this evening as well. There's the Finnemores, the couple on the corner, the...
Eight thirty-nine PM.
Hello, 485-2410.
It's Tanya, Mrs. Webb. Is Mum there?
Oh, hello, Tanya. She might be a moment or two. Your mother's addressing the neighbourhood watch meeting. It's quite a speech.
A speech? Great. I didn't know she was going to make a speech.
I'm not sure any of us did.
What's the speech about?
Law and order, dear. She's explaining some finer points to the police. Your father's here, Tanya.
Hello, Toots.
Hi, Dad. I hear Mum's making a speech.
No, she is that.
How's she doing?
Oh, not bad. If your mother has the same effect on the criminal class that she's had on Sergeant Rawl, we're home and dry. His lower lip's trembling.
Wow! Hey, Dawn wants Mum to phone. Urgent.
I'll tell her. Good Lord. I don't believe it. There's three men at the door dressed up as burglars. They've got striped sweaters with thief relief written all over them.
Great! Sounds like fun.
Hardly. We'll get back to you as soon as possible, Toots. Thanks for the message.
See you.
8:55 PM.
Yeah?
Dawn, it's Dorothy.
Oh, dear. Is it all right? Can you talk?
Yes. I'm in the hall, thank God. It's the only bit of this frightful house that's empty.
Really? I've never seen the work just being the hub of society.
You wouldn't now. We're all over salesmen who seem to think it's market day. It's the most curious evening. Simon keeps asking the sergeant about the training of sniffer dogs. One simply can't move, and the whole place reeks of cabbage. It's utterly delightful.
Sorry?
Such a success. Lovely to see so many old friends.
Dorothy?
Can you help at all, Joanna? My, that looks scrummy. What a feast. Sorry, darling. Joanna was just negotiating a trolley. God, she's serving some sort of fungus.
Heavens!
At least Simon had the sense to go out for more wine. Dawn, I must rescue Frank. Some little man's got him intrigued with a burglar alarm.
Yes, Dorothy, Sebastian phoned.
Yes?
There's a message.
Yes, yes?
He said he can't make Birmingham.
He can't make Birmingham?
No.
Busted.
Yes.
Tacky little toad.
Yes.
Busted.
Yes.
Doesn't he realise what he's doing to me?
He is young, Dorothy.
Yes. Busted.
Yes.
I've had it, Dawn. The hotel's already booked and I'm lumbered with the web brat into the bargain. It's far too late for me to back. Absolutely splendid and such a service to the community. No, not at all, Joanna. Yes, it might wash off. No, I can never steer those either.
Dorothy? Dorothy?
Oh.
What the hell's happening?
Dawn? Ah! Another battalion of police have just rushed in. I'll have to...
11:04 PM.
Simon? Simon?
Hello? Simon Webb here.
Simon, it's Michael.
Yes?
I was just wondering if you'd caught anything on the tape yet.
Oh, you could say that.
Yeah?
Definitely.
You're an obscene caller?
What? Oh, right, yes.
Great. Any idea who it could be?
Not really. I'd like you to listen to it. He got Mrs. Henry.
Oh, I'll come right over.
Fine. Tacky little toad.
Sorry?
Been listening to Simon's Bug, based on the book written and adapted by Richard Quick. The cast was Howell Bennett, Anne Bryson, John Clive, Chris Emmett, John Glover, Christopher Good, Caroline Gruber, Carol Heyman, Cara Kelly, Joe Kendall, Rosemary Leach, Joanna Mackey, Deborah Makepeace, Kathy Murphy, Alison Steadman, and Jonathan Taffer. Simon's Bug was produced by Paul Spencer.